A bill that would seal some criminal records for those convicted of misdemeanors and some felonies will be ready for voting on in the Senate and the Assembly by the session's final day. Known as Clean Slate, a new modified version would not expunge the records, and they could be made available to prosecutors and judges if the person commits a new crime. That change could address some of the concerns of the state's district attorneys, who said they were worried that prior criminal convictions would be erased.
Clean Slate!
At a rally outside the Capitol on Tuesday, Senate sponsor Zelnor Myrie said the bill will mean a chance at redemption for those convicted of crimes who served their time.
In practice, we have a system of perpetual punishment. People sentenced to life when they have not been sentenced to life. So we are not going to tolerate that anymore in the great state of New York.
That's right.
We are going to give our people a second chance, because if you have paid your dues, you deserve a second chance.
Yes. Republicans, who are in the minority in the legislature, object to the measure, saying it goes too far. Senate Republican Leader Rob Ort says GOP lawmakers might support a more limited sealing of criminal records.
If we were talking about very specific crimes, nonviolent crimes, you know, first offender type crimes, I think I can't speak for all of them, I can speak for myself, that's something that I could consider. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about all crimes.
The Catholic Church is also objecting to portions of the bill, saying it would leave employers who work with children or vulnerable adults unable to adequately assess whether someone who wants to work or volunteer in one of their programs can safely be around children. In a bill memo, the church says the sexual abuse scandals that have rocked the institution has led all Catholic-based services to require a criminal background check for potential employees. Another bill introduced in both houses would make it harder for someone on parole who commits a technical violation to be sent back to prison. Two other measures to change the state's parole laws were stalled. The elder parole bill would allow all inmates over the age of 55 who've served at least 15 years of their sentence to be automatically eligible for a parole hearing. Another would require the parole board to take into consideration attempts made by an inmate to rehabilitate themselves before looking at the seriousness of the crime that they committed. Both houses did agree on a bill to make gun manufacturers legally liable for people who commit crimes with their guns, and the Senate and Assembly also passed a measure to ban so-called ghost guns by closing a loophole that allowed access to the components needed to build an AR-15 without having to go through a background check or register the weapon. The bills that are approved in the final hours of the session will go to Governor Cuomo for his signature. Cuomo has not said whether he will support the bills. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.